The 2009 high-risk list included 8 areas that were specific to defense and another 7 government-wide areas that involved DOD. Since then, though, the Defense Department's somewhat newly created Deputy Chief Management Officer has been working to reform DOD's business practices, which, by the way, made up 6 of the problem areas. The Deputy CMO, Elizabeth McGrath, spoke Friday at an FCA luncheon and said she's hopeful that one of those will be dropped from the biennial list.
Expect cards and letters if that happens.
She didn't specifically name which one she's crossing her fingers for, but she did spend a good deal of time talking about improvements DOD has made to its personnel security clearance program. That's an area that's been on GAO's list since 2005. McGrath says they've made a lot of progress on reducing the backlog of clearance applications and speeding up the process of making clearance decisions.
2006, our backlog in the Defense Department is over 100,000. The average time to get a security clearance, this is for the fastest, was 165 days. There are stories, I'll say anecdotal stories, that really take that timeline a lot longer than that. We have put time and attention. We are monitoring and managing the throughput and the timelines. And the federal averages are now, again, for the 90% fastest, are under 60 days.
Federal News Radio contacted GAO to ask about the timing of the release of the new high-risk list. An agency spokesman says it's still at least 2 weeks away. Security clearances in particular have been the subject of reform efforts across government for more than a decade, getting specific in the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act of 2004. And in 2007, a joint reform team made up of officials from DOD, the intelligence community, and the administration began working on a plan to streamline and improve the clearance process. Just last month, GAO said in congressional testimony that the reforms had made significant strides, but maintaining the momentum would take committed executive leadership. McGrath says security clearances are one area where her office has been involved in re-engineering long-standing business practices at DOD.
If you don't understand how you execute your business, you can't fix it. So we use Lean Six Sigma. I'm a green belt. We looked at the policies that existed. The policies were as old back in the time of J. Edgar Hoover. And I said, you got to be kidding me. How can that be? Well, it's because nobody asked, right? Nobody looked. Nobody challenged. We just did what we do. We understand the process. You know, it's proven not to be very effective, but we used it.
If security clearances do come off the list, DOD will certainly have other areas they'll continue to work on. The others on the 2009 list were DOD's approach to business transformation, weapons system acquisition, contract management, supply chain management, financial management, business systems modernization, and support infrastructure management. McGrath says all of them have been getting a lot of attention.
And it's that thought process that we're talking about to applying to all of the other risk areas, the high risk, the business areas. How do you do what you do? How do you know how you're doing? Performance measures. And what are you doing about it if it's not satisfactory? You know, what is the root cause? Do you understand, if you will, the cost of doing what you're doing? And it's a much more what I'll call traditional business focus in the business space within the department, which is a huge shift that I've experienced over the last couple of years.
In the area of IT acquisition, DOD responded to a congressional mandate late last year by issuing a new report and new directives designed to streamline and rationalize its IT footprint and IT spending. McGrath says program managers now have to demonstrate that they understand not only their own goals, but how they fit into the rest of the enterprise before they enter into the acquisition process. She says that's a big change.
You're saying, no. Have you talked among yourselves, your various functional areas, and do you understand how this is going to work for you? Because it will require a change in policy and process and maybe IT. It is different. It is very different. I'm going to say we've been doing it for almost a year. I would not, because I am the milestone decision authority for many of these IT systems, and I would not permit the conversation to happen without those folks in the room. It's having the corporate board, if you will, all together before an investment decision is made. And it's different, and it's effective. And it really has caused us to both understand our business better and choose how we're deploying these capabilities differently.
McGrath says the new processes began with business systems IT, but they'll soon be expanded to all IT acquisition. DOD Secretary Robert Gates is expected to issue a memo in the coming week addressing how DOD addresses technology development and procurement. Gates promised to have more information on IT reforms by next month during his recent press conference on the military's efficiency initiatives. In Washington, I'm Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.